Hello, and kind of sort of welcome to, this isn't structured in any kind of way, but Danish with a Bear. We have an interesting language. We're only about 5.5 million speakers in total, so it's not something you're going to hear around too much, but yeah, obviously the country has had a lot to do with the world considering our size over the years, and blah, 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 we have the longest reigning monarchy in the world. Herp-de-derp. Yeah. Let's see. So a little bit about Danish. Danish belongs to the North Germanic languages, or Scandinavian languages. It's a group of the Germanic branch of the Indo-European languages, and it's spoken, as I said, by about 5.5 million. and there are actually also people in Northern Germany that speak them, or speak it, but that's mainly because there's a lot of trade on the border. Danish people go there to buy candy and beer and soda because it's cheaper. Don't have to pay what we call pent, which is a tiny amount of money that you get back for returning stuff to the store. So you get something out of handing back crap, but it's also just cheaper in general. Anyway. Obviously, Danish is also spoken on some of our old colonies, Greenland, Faroe Islands, and also Iceland, I would think. I'm not entirely sure on that. Yeah. All right. So that's what you get for that for now. So let's go over the basics of the basics, the difference in the alphabet. So I'm going to start from the bottom, and then I'm just going to move up. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All right, then. So A is A. B is B. C is C. D is D. E is E. F is F. G is G. H is H. I is E, J is Y, K is K, L is L, M is M, N is N, O is O, P is P, Q is Q, R is R, S is S, T is T, U is U, V is V, W is W, X is X, Y is U, Z is Z, and then we have three additional letters. E, which is the A and the E. U, which is an O with like a line through it. And O, which is an A with a circle on top of it. So E, U, O. And then I'm just going to go through it quickly again. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, U, Z, A, E, O. So, that is the Danish alphabet. Obviously, it differs quite a lot from your language, but it has similarities with German, with the other Scandinavian languages, and also some of the languages related to German, such as Yiddish or Flemish, is that what it's called, or Dutch? I don't know if it's the same thing. So let's go over a few of the basic phrases that you have. So hello is hello, and the more informal hi. How are you is waden god, and that's a sentence a lot of foreigners have a hard time learning. Waden god. Fine, thank you, is godt tak. What is your name? Hvad hedder du? My name is, jeg hedder. Nice to meet you is, det var rart at møde dig. Please, and that's kind of a weird one because please in Danish is really some, like, especially in context of the DS stuff where you often, like, in English say please. There is really no equivalent in Danish, so we say vær så venlig, which means would you be so kind. There is no there is be, which is please, but it's just not that commonly used. So we actually sometimes use please as well. Thank you is tak, T-A-K, tak. You're welcome is selv tak, which is like you're welcome is self thanks or something like that. So yes, yeah, no, nej, excuse me, undskyld mig. So that's another one that's kind of weird. With excuse me or pardon me, you have, you know, that kind of word which makes sense, but in Danish, undskyld, wait, no, that's not what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about sorry. I'll get to that. So excuse me goes for both getting attention, like excuse me, or like saying you're sorry, so oh, excuse me. Or I'm sorry, which is det må du undskylde. And that's kind of a weird one because we don't have, like, American or English in general has the whole thing about sorry. We really don't, again, we really don't have the same use of that word as you guys do. We have undskyld, which is the same as I said before, getting attention, excusing yourself, and then saying that you're sorry. And especially, it can be a tricky one because it has a lot of roles to fill. Especially when, I'm trying to formulate this in a way to make it understandable, but when you guys say that you're sorry, if someone has bad news, maybe their dog broke its leg and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry to hear that. We don't do that here. It's so, like, to me, that's such a foreign concept to say that you're sorry, because we'll be like, well, why are you apologizing? It's not your fault. What we say is, and I'm sure it's supposed to be taken in the same way, but we say, well, we actually say we're sorry, but it's not unskyld, it's jeg er ked af det, which means I'm saddened by your news rather than I'm sorry. That was where I was going with that. That was a long tangent, and I hope I didn't lose you. But if you say that your dog broke your leg and normally you would respond, I'm sorry, that's terrible news, here we say I'm saddened by that news instead. Here's a good one that you might need. I can't speak Danish well. And then you say, Jeg taler ikke godt dansk. Is there someone here who speaks English? Er der nogen her, der taler engelsk? Is the sentence? Oh my god, I'm mixing Danish and English now. So, in regards to time, you know, obviously you have morning, noon, evening, and all that stuff. We actually have more like time settings, whatever you want to call it. So, obviously you have morning, which is gumon, and you say that until 10. Then after 10, and this is not a word I would think that the English language has, but you say go formiddag, which means good pre-noon. And then you have noon, which is middag. And then you have go formiddag, which is good post-noon, or good post-noon. And then obviously you have evening, aften, night, net. So yeah, that's a peculiar one. Let's see, that's about it for that kind of stuff. Okay, so not letters, but numbers. So, I'm just going to go up to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Well, and then 21, 1 or 2. 1 or 2. The Danish language is kind of, or numbers in Danish is sort of weird because most of them sort of make sense if you think about it. 1 and 20, 2 and 20, how do you want to say that, 30th or whatever, and then 30, 1 and 30 and whatever. But then we have a couple of weird ones. 50, for example, is not 50th, it's halvtreds, and it's an old adaptation of a different way that we used to use numbers back in the day. So what halvtreds, halvtreds, is made up of is that back in the day, instead of saying halvtreds, people would say halvtredsindstyvende, which is really divided up to, or into halvtredsindstyve. And halvtredsindstyve, and halvtredje is 2.5. So what it really means is 2.5 times 20 is 50. So I hope so, at least my mind is, I'm pretty sure. And then you have 70, which is, and 60 also doesn't make sense, but 70 is halvfjerds, so that's halvfjerdsindstyve, which is 3.5 times 20, which is 70. So, and we have the same for 90 as well. Halvfemsindstyve, 4.5 times 20. Yeah. Why the fuck we didn't just make a sensible number system rather than this bullshit? I don't know. Danish people are weird. The language is weird. We definitely need to have numbers updated to make some kind of sense, and the language is terrible for foreigners to learn because we don't use half the letters in the damn words. Like, let's come up with something that would be weird. I'm trying to come up with something that could be an example. Okay. Vist nuk means probably, but it's spelled V-I-D-S-T or V-I-D-S-T space N-O-K. But we don't pronounce the D, it's Vist. Why? I can't tell you. It's the language does not, like, if you read the language on paper without having any understanding of how it works phonetically, you would not be able to learn the language. And I also think that that's one of the reasons the language is so fucking hard to learn, is that you can't really learn the language from its text base. You need to be around people to understand how things are pronounced. And yeah, that's funny, weird, sad tidbit. During the Second World War, they used the phrase "rød grød med fløde," which is red porridge with heavy cream, to figure out whether or not people were spies from Germany, you know, in the resistance, obviously. Because people that are outsiders really can't learn to speak Danish without any kind of hint of an accent, almost no matter how hard they try. I mean, America did it too when they were pushing through the Pacific. Is it Pacific? I think it is. With this, the word Lollapalooza, because, you know, Asians and owls. Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully you found it interesting, maybe entertaining. I don't know. This is Bear signing out. Have a good night.